Can I tell you something that really bugs me about being Catholic? It is how super simple the seven sacraments are. Have you ever noticed how ordinary they are and how easy it is to overlook them and feel they're overrated, the seven sacraments? For instance, we pour a little water over a baby's head in baptism and it becomes a child of God. Really? We whisper a few words over bread and wine, and it becomes the body and blood of Christ at Mass. Yeah, right. A smidge of sacred oil on your forehead confirms you as a soldier for Christ in confirmation. Sure it does. If you were Jesus and you had one shot to leave the world the best that you have, would you leave behind these seven simple sacraments? Why did Jesus institute the ordinary to convey the extraordinary, the temporal to signify the eternal, the human to express the divine? Why not a little shock and awe when we celebrate the sacraments? Like the ending of Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember when the Nazis opened up the Ark and awe-inspiring angels appear and the bad guys are turned into dust and ashes? Maybe more would come if Mass were like that. But I suspect that if the sacraments were more spectacular, we would take pride in them. Like our prized possessions, like the Nazis wanted to do, and love the gifts more than the giver, God. Instead, the sacraments are extremely earthly. Water and oil, bread and wine, in order to teach us humility. Humility comes from the word humus or humus, which means ground or earth. Only those people who are down to earth are humble. In other words, the sacraments are not only for the humble, they are strategically set up to humble us. That is, to overcome our pride. That is why so many Catholics who leave for college also leave the church. They grow too smart and too sophisticated for the simplicity of the sacraments. They are too proud. Maybe the reason the simplicity of the sacraments bugs me so much is it points out my pride. The shock and awe serves my ego. This weekend, we celebrate a milestone in the life of Immaculate Conception Church, namely the priestly ordination of Omar Galvan, a young man from our parish. But if we are not careful, we can overlook holy orders hidden in this humble Hispanic man. Do you remember how in 1 Samuel 16, the prophet Samuel went to Jesse to anoint the next king of Israel? Do you remember what Jesse did? He brought out his best and his brightest boys. But God said, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees, not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart." God wanted to anoint David, Jesse's smallest son. In other words, we, like Jesse, look for the shock and awe. But God looks for the humble of heart, like David and Omar. Let me give you an example of how down to earth Father Omar is. When he was 5 years old, the Galvan family prayed the rosary every night. But Omar had other plans besides praying. He said very humbly, "I would sit next to my sister or brother and poke them in the side during the rosary. I would even stop the rosary and tattletale on my sister who was falling asleep. He went on. I would sometimes throw little beans across the room at my siblings during the rosary because I was forcing them to suffer with me. In other words, just as God called Saul the Pharisee, the great persecutor of the church, so God has called Omar, the great persecutor of his siblings, to be a priest. God uses the ordinary to do the extraordinary. Well, Father Omar's first priestly assignment will be St. Raphael Catholic Church in Springdale, the largest parish in our diocese with over 25,000 parishioners. He was asked which sacrament he most looked forward to celebrating as a priest. Now, most of us priests say we want to say Mass or we want to hear confessions. But Father Omar replied, "This is going to sound really weird, but I'm just in love with the sacrament of marriage." He explained why, adding, "The sacrament itself shows God's love in a perfect way. Two people love each other so much that their love becomes a third person in procreation. And that in itself is a beautiful image of God, the Holy Trinity." By the way, today being Trinity Sunday is one of the hardest Sundays to deliver a sermon, because who can possibly explain the Holy Trinity? It is the mystery of mysteries. But thanks to Father Omar's humility, being down to earth, he can see the central mystery of our faith explained eloquently in something as mundane as marriage. That is how the humble can see the holy, while the proud only perceive what C.S. Lewis called four bare legs in a bed. Can you see the most holy Trinity reflected in your most lowly family? That is how God uses the human to express the divine. Today we celebrate a Mass of Thanksgiving for a priest from our parish, Father Omar Galvan. And today we also give thanks like he does. Why? Because we see again the surprising simplicity of the sacraments, the lack of shock and awe. As you look at our newly ordained priest, Father Omar Galvan, do you see an alter Christus, another Christ, or a humble Hispanic man wearing a Roman collar? When you look at your marriage, do you see a reflection of the Holy Trinity, or just four bare legs in a bed? You know, sometimes the simplicity of the sacraments really bugs me. Praise be to Jesus Christ.